To the border, Mexican border and United States. I did it 3 times now. Yeah, I have a lot of experience. The first time was terrible for me. The second and the third was more easy because I don't work too much. I only work 13 hours. So it's not too bad, but 3 days and 3 nights, you know. So 13 hours is not too bad.
Siler City, a quiet, small southern town. A 30-year wave of mass immigration, legal and illegal, has brought thousands of newcomers to this city. Most of those are unskilled workers from Mexico. George is one of them. 20 years ago, he tried to cross a border illegally from Mexico to America. And he made it. He always say, "I want for nothing, and I live a peaceful life."
From 2004, we moved to North Carolina. I have my family. I have 2 kids. A boy is 14 years. His name is George, and my daughter, Ruby, she's 11. They born here. And Veronica, she's my wife. We are here, but 10 years already. Everybody tried to come in here, make a better life, you know. Cross desert, they die over there. Not many make the goal to cross the border, and it's the hard part, you know. But we never thinking we had to have something bad in the road, you know. We say we gotta go to the United States. But we never thinking what happened in the trip, in the road, you know, nothing. The first trip we make, it's from Guatemala and the border of Mexico, was in the boat. We was 25 people in one boat, go to the ocean. They jumping us to the ocean. And that's we running maybe a day and a half. That was day and a half, we get off, drop them off in Mexico. We walk to some kind of city, like Oaxaca, Mexico. And from there, we move in a car, like a little car, little pickup truck. We move in, and we go to one house and stay for a couple of weeks. Follow the route, you know, because we try to come into the border. It's bad, sad. You don't know which way you go. No water, no food. It's hard because we saw a lot of animals in the desert. There are a lot of turkeys, a lot of deers. And the nights, a lot of coyotes. Trying to looking for nothing, just sit there and sleep in there, all the group together. We work in the night. Yeah, oh yeah, we afraid everybody because we hear the coyotes crying behind us. Scared. That's why all the group sleep together. Nobody separate from the group. We make a circle in the middle. And we stay each other together like this. One sit here, go sit the other way, everybody like that. Because we scared. The moment I say I don't want to be here, never change my mind, you know. I say never, why I left my home? If for this. Tried to die, you know, in the middle of nowhere. I was in the best situation. I said, "What I'm doing?" Was too late because we don't know if we survive or we die. You know, we already was in the middle of nowhere.
Siler City.
I don't recommend nobody, but I know in our country we don't have no choice. Or the life over there is bad, and that's why everybody here and this time is not good either, but it's better than our country. So that's what happened the first time. I come and say, no, I gotta go working over there, make money, make building me a house, buy me a car, and that's it, coming back home. But later, you don't want to go back, because if you go back over there, like me, I go twice over there and coming back again, because the situation is bad over there. Especially here, I make like $300-$350 a week. But it's a week, but over there I can make it 300, but in a month, in 1 month, maybe. Yeah. And it's only for it. You don't have no money for clothes, for anything else you try to buy, feeding the family, you know. Because now it's, like I said, we don't have no, the job here is no good, not too many jobs. And my wife, she was working in Ramso, in the Sox place, she sold, and but they only have a part-time right now. Only working 4 hours a day for 4 days only. It's like a part-time. And the place I work in right now, a barbecue place. Make a barbecue, but they pay cheap. They pay $8 per hour. If, like I say, if immigration don't catch me, I can stay here, you know. But if they catch me, I gotta go back to my country. I don't have no choice. I tried to stay here, but they said, no, you cannot stay here. You gotta go back to your country, because you're coming here illegal.
Like George said, if they don't catch him, he wants to stay in United States. On November the 20th, 2 weeks later, when I came back to Siler City, the situation has changed.
Don't speak to me right now.
Buenas noches, les habla Jorge Ramos. Estamos transmitiendo en vivo en este día histórico.
Abigail is 20 years old. She has lived in Siler City for 16 years. At the age of 4, she crossed the border, came to United States. Tonight, she was watching TV with her family, waiting for a big news which may change their lives. President Obama will have an announcement tonight about the new immigration policy.
Immigrants living in America tonight.
Well, my name is Abigail Fernandez Bello. I'm 20 years old, and I got here at the age of 4 years old. Life here has been very hard for us. It's very complicated to be here undocumented. Before coming to the US, there was no money for my milk, for food, for clothes. So my dad, he became very desperate, like, to find a better life, a better job, and a better future for me as well. I remember I was in high school and I was working really hard to go into college, and I just wanted to continue. And they would tell me, well, you can't because you don't have documents. And then they would call me and be like, oh, you just want a scholarship. He's like, all we need is your social security. And I would tell them I didn't have any, and they would like be like, oh, well, we're sorry, we can't give it to you. It would hurt me a lot, and I would cry, and I would tell my mom why did it happen, or why does it happen to me whenever there's other people who also get opportunities, but why is it that all the doors are closing on me?
After all, most of these immigrants have been here a long time. They work hard, often in tough, low-paying jobs.
I'm so excited for what Obama's going to say about what he's going to do for the parents who have legal kids here who already had kids in the U.S. because my parents will be able to get their papers, and well, I know they're going to be able to find better jobs.
Stay in this country temporarily without fear of deportation. You can come out of the shadows and get right with the law.
Everything would be more in peace, and as well, my mom, after these 16 years that we've been here, she's finally going to be able to go visit her mom. It's going to be nice. Even about all that, I guess life has been very nice in a way, because it's challenging. We have to work for what we have, and that's what our parents teach us. Strive for our goals, even if the doors close down on us. Always just strive for your goals and try to make the best out of yourself, no matter what happens in life.